Welcome to Talk of the Town, brought to you by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Join us as we share the latest news, events, and stories from around our community.
Mayor, I had the opportunity to visit the community center last week, and every person I ran into said, "Can you believe Mountain Home has this?" How many times have you heard that phrase?
You know, I can't even begin to count them. And, you know, every trip I've made, I've had somebody stop me in there and just say, "This is an awesome place. It's not what we thought it was going to be." You know, and that's an indicator to me that they didn't understand what we were trying to sell back in 2021, or not necessarily believed in everything we were trying to do. So that's, you know, to be able to walk through and have so many people say that has just really blown me away, and it's made all the efforts worthwhile. When you walk in that building, you know, when you pull up, it's an amazing place to see from the outside, and it's slowly coming together. We got the asphalt done this week.
Oh, good.
You know, we've still got some landscaping work to do that we're working hard on in between rains and getting it spruced up on the outside. But from the time you open the door and you walk in, you know, when you go through the door, you see there's so many local people been involved in this thing. And you, when you walk in that door and that reception desk there, you know, Abel's Carpentry did that. And then you look up and you see that big waterfall that Dwayne Hott has put in. And, you know, you had Crawford Electric played a big role in this. And just so many local people. And the job the Gregory team did is amazing.
I got to visit with some of the Crawford family on the river cutting, and of course Mr. Crawford passed away before the center was opened, and I mean there was a lot of emotion, very proud to be a part of it.
And we were proud that the Crawford Electric team stepped up and did that for us out there. But there's so many local people touched this along the way, and we wanted a wow factor when you came in the door. And I've had a lot of people say, "Mayor, you were wowed when you walk in that door and see the place."
Speaking of, how many people have walked through that door?
Between the 23rd, which is a day after the ribbon cutting, and May 31st, which was Sunday night, we'd had over 18,500 people go through the door. Let me do some math for you real quick. At 18,500 people in 8 days, that's a little over 2,200 a day average. And that's somewhere coming into the facility. Now, this week, it's been just as busy. At 1:30 yesterday, we actually had a line waiting to get in. And so, you know, I told all the staff out there this week, it would have been great if we could open in March or April and everybody kind of got all their little nests made and all the things worked out. But we didn't, and we were very committed to making it happen. By Memorial Day, we did. So basically, the staff out there has been baptized by fire. We opened probably the busiest weekend of the year. And if we can survive, and I told them this week, if you can make it till school opens back up. And, you know, where normally everybody, the only people anxious for school to go back are the moms and dads to get rid of the kids. I think we're kind of looking forward to school because we need a moment we can catch our breath, the staff out there.
It's going to be a minute.
It's going to be a while.
It's going to be a minute.
And, you know, it's busy. The outdoor pool opens at noon. And so the traffic's been busy. I was there at 6:45 this morning. One of the parking lots is full of people out there working out already. We've seen as high as 150 people in there before 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. But when the outdoor stuff opens up each day at noon, and then we're seeing it's busy, and then we're seeing another big rush from, say, 4 o'clock on as people start getting off work. And they go home and they load the kids up real quick and come spend a couple hours out there. So it's been a super busy place, and we're just very thankful for everybody who's involved, everybody that supported the cause. And, you know, I told the construction team about 2 months ago out there in one of our Tuesday meetings, I thanked them all for their work, but say, I'm tired of seeing you guys out here. I'm ready to see people use it. And it's a great feeling to go through there now and see, you know, families and kids and then senior citizens that are gathering out there to do their walk. And I've talked to a lot of people that I know didn't walk that are going out there now and walking and you know, they're seeing other people.
Can you get Coach Webb out there to look at those rims on the basketball goals? They're really tight, sir.
We made those real small so that we have low-scoring games. But Coach Webb was out there for the opening day, and I don't know if he's been back. That has been a surprise to us. Each night, I understand, between 8:50 and 9 o'clock, they have to go start running people out of the gym because we close at 9. And the amount of people that are showing up just to play pickup basketball games, just to go in there and run and shoot, and while the very next court's got pickleball going on or volleyball, and there's people upstairs walking, and there's people on the cardio machines getting that cardio exercise, something's going on all over that building at all times out there.
Yeah, there's a calendar that you can look at daily to see when certain things are available if you want a court or something like that. Miss Tina from your office sent out a press release last week, and I know we covered it. I was out of town, but I know we covered it. There was some false information on a separate Facebook page that you wanted to make sure that people knew.
Yes, to make sure everybody understands the City of Mountain Home website, and then the Mountain Home Community Center is the Facebook page that's for that center out there. There were some people created some offshoot Facebook pages, and those have nothing to do with the city. So the number one thing to remember, it's Mountain Home Community Center is the Facebook page for us. There's always going to be a phone number on anything the city has. So if you have questions about anything, hours of operation, events going on, call those numbers, and we can answer those real easy. The calendar that's being developed will be, I think, posted every 2 weeks. My understanding is it's going to be a two-week calendar, and it'll list all the different events going on throughout the facility, what hours of the day we have aerobic class, what hours of the day we have open swim. The swim team's out there practicing right now every morning, and we see that place full of the summer swim program practicing. And so I think they've got the first swim meet coming up around the 25th of June or something like that. So that's going to be a big event for us out there.
How do you go about reserving the meeting spaces and the community spaces?
Contact someone out there. Allison Parks is probably the best choice to contact right now until she gets all of her staff trained and up to speed. We've already got some of those meeting rooms reserved for some upcoming events, but you can contact Allison out there at the center, and they'll work with you on getting any type of meeting room or space you might need.
Are you ready to talk about any of the first big events that are going to be there?
Well, you know, I think June 20th, the Twin Lakes chapter of Ducks Unlimited is coming in. My understanding is that in August, the Mountain Home Gridiron Club is coming.
August 15th.
That'll be in there. And then the Baxter Health Fair is coming there late this, or sometime this fall, late
October.
September, October. And, you know, this past week, I think it was on Monday of this week, so this is already Thursday, we got in the flooring material and all that got put together on the rolling equipment. And we've already covered the floor one day this week just for practice to make sure everybody knew how to get it out, how to roll it up and do that. So we've already had a trial run with that this week so that we can cover the floor for those big events that are coming in there.
One last question. I want to go back to you talk about your pickleballers. That's always been that was a big group that worked really hard back to get this open. It to schedule those courts, it's open play, but is it first come, first serve? How does that work?
Open play is like first come, first serve. The way we set them up each day is we kind of hold one for basketball, pickleball, and volleyball. But if you come in there and you want to reserve a court for something, there's scheduled times for different events going, and if we have more people show up, then we need some additional space and there's nothing going on, we can flip it around. Enoch Pippen, Andrew McNair, and the newest guy we've got over on that side, Trey, I can't even think of his last name right now. We've got so many new people out there that I made them all get name badges so I could know who's who in there. they're taking care of everything on that side, and you know, we're learning as we go, and we're making changes each and every day to adapt to the amount of traffic we're seeing, what people want to do, you know, who the users are. And so we'll be modifying that schedule based on our needs every other week or so.
Speaking of new staff members, I met the aquatic director. He's a he's a European Games medalist winner in swimming, Russian in background. Daniel Baxley said the wake he creates when he swims is so enormous that you could wakeboard or surf behind him swimming.
I hadn't got to see him swim yet. Daniel did. But I'm going to tell you something. He's just a great guy, and he's going to be a huge asset to our swim program here, not only out there and what he can do to teach people swimming and lessons, but his help for the summer swim team and what he can do for the Mountain Home High School team. And when we brought Demi in, and I can't even begin to say his whole name, so I just call him Demi. When we brought him on board, you know, in Batesville, when you go through that building into the pool, they got banners hanging all down through there. State champs is, all conference at, everything related to all the awards of swimmers in Batesville have won. And I told Demi he had 2 years to cover that ceiling with banners and help these kids get there, and I have no doubt he's going to do that for us.
Quickly, let's get to tonight's city council meeting. You got a pretty lengthy agenda tonight.
We do, but about two or three of the items are third readings, you know, that we've already had a lot of discussion about. They should be approved tonight, and we'll move on from those. We do have a change we're going to make to the smoking policy and vaping policy in city parks. It's already become very apparent out there. We want that facility, that new facility, to be kind of like the hospital, a smoke-free campus. We're not talking just in the building or the pool deck. We want from the time you cross that bridge coming in there, it be a smoke-free campus. So we're going to designate that tonight. And, you know, yesterday I was coming out, and there was a couple of people standing at the door vaping before they went in. You need to vape in your car, or you need to vape before you get out there. But we're going to do our best to create that tonight and change that and some other routine business.
All right. Mayor, we always appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town, proudly sponsored by John Schaub of Century 21 LEMAC Realty. Catch every episode anytime on the Talk of the Town podcast at ktlo.com.